All right. Oh. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. So why don't we? Why don't we get the Democratic Party to make a declaration that, you know, we did what we said we were going to do. We attempted to make these things happen. These were unforeseen circumstances with Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, and our Build Back Better program was directed to do the things that everybody in this country knows needed to be done. We tried. We put forth the effort. We failed. It was not intentional. This is what happened. But you need to know what the alternative is. Why not say those things? You know, why not talk to the people? Why not level with the people? Why stick your head in the sand and then think that, you know, the people are just going to, you know, come out? And or why just accept a beating? Why just accept the fact that we're going to lose this or lose that? I don't understand that. I don't understand. I told you I'm a fighter. I don't understand why they won't fight back. I honestly don't have any idea why. And it's a short period of time before all of this transpires. And they better start now. You know, you can say it's never too late, but it can be too late. And I'm thinking that it's almost too late now. You know, I'm going to reach out to the State Democratic Party next week, and I'm going to reach out to somebody on the National Democratic line next week and bring them on these airwaves and bounce this off of them and ask them, what is their plan? Because right now, I don't know. What is their plan? What are they going to do? Just accept it? Because just accepting it relegates all of us to at least another 2 years of dealing with lunatics. And on a national, it's bad enough to have to deal with lunatics on the local and state levels who don't have anywhere near the power of those on the national level. But man, say something. Come on. You know, it's a representative government. I can make all the noise that I want to make over these airwaves, but it doesn't get anywhere. You guys are representing us. Fight. Fight them. Because they certainly been fighting you and I. I don't get it. And I just hope that they wake up before it's too late. I really do. Now let me say this before we get out of here. Where's the article? Here's what I mean when you're dealing with Republicans and conservatives. Yeah, have you heard of Tim Michaels? Sam, you see his commercials.
I just heard his commercial on a radio station the other day, and my jaw dropped. That was the craziest commercial I've ever heard.
Well, so he is this great guy because, you know, he's wealthy. And he should be the governor because he's wealthy.
Seems about right.
He checks out.
No.
He inherited the business from his dad. So let's stop talking like he created it. He didn't. He inherited from his father. Well, he grew the business. Okay, fine. He didn't create it. Stop lying. So he came out. He spent all his money. He said, I'm not going to accept money from anybody because I'm free. I don't want to owe anybody anything. He pokes his chest out like, what was the guy's name? The first Superman that I knew of, George Reeves. You have to really be, you know, a Bluebeard to know who George Reeves was as Superman. You guys remember. You see him on television. He'd put his hands on both sides of his shirt, and then he'd rip it open, and the buttons would all pop. And you see the Superman thing, and it says, dun, 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 Superman. Well, it's kind of what this guy has done. He's come out. He's Superman. He's going to save everything and everybody. I don't need anything from anybody, he was saying. I'm going to spend my own money. I'm not going to ask anybody for anything. It's only been a short while, Sam. You know what he's doing?
I heard he's asking for money.
Yeah, no, so if we can't trust you on something like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something that simple. Well, I got my own money. I'm going to finance my own campaign. 3 weeks into it.
And he was in a late one, too.
Yeah,
he was
right.
A late ad.
3 weeks into it, he's begging for money. So why can I trust you? Why would I want to trust you? You lied for something as simple as that. But, you know, Republicans will, you know, that doesn't matter. But I'll say this. I don't care whether it's, you know, Tim Michaels, Rebecca Clefish, or the other Yahoo. Can't think of his name right now. But they're all the same. And any of those three, we can't afford to have in office. We cannot afford to have them in office. And so whether or not it's Clefish, Tim Michaels, or I don't know why I can't remember the other guy's name, We can't lose to any of those three. We can't put a Republican back in the governor's seat because the three of them put together aren't as honest a man as the governor that we presently have in office. And the three of them collectively will never be able to do the job that the governor that we have in office right now has done and is continuing to do. He's done everything within his power, Governor Evers, to help people who need the help the most. The three of those Yahoos only want to help the business community. That's it. And the rest of the people be damned. All right, we got to get out of here. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later. See you later, Sam.